At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz.
Look at who I have. Who's back? Bob Cupp, the rock doctor from the Butler Radio Network. And Bob, you know how much we love having you here.
Well, I'm very honored to be here. Thanks for the invite back.
Yeah, listen to his voice. It is just amazing. So, Bob, I know you've been involved in and as the rock doctor for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your role there at the radio station?
Well, I actually host the morning show on WBUT that the Breakfast Club have for 32 years now.
Okay.
And so I program our country station, and then I bob across the hall in the morning and do sports with Jay Klein on the Rock Show morning show. And then I'm the rock doctor from 3 to 7 in the afternoon. So
you're a busy guy.
Busy, but fun.
Oh, yeah. I know. Absolutely. And I love listening to you. And Bob's even come and spoke to my students in college to talk about a career in radio, in which I've been very thankful to have you. I do also know, Bob, that one of your loves or passions is sports. And I wanted to bring you on to the program because you have a great event and that helps some very special people. And that's a wiffle ball tournament. Right?
It is. It's adult wiffle ball.
Adult wiffle ball. Yeah. And the proceeds benefit the Warriors Foundation?
It's called It's About the Warrior Foundation.
It's About the Warriors Foundation.
Right.
All right. So how long has the wiffle ball tournament been going on?
This will be our 7th year.
Okay.
Out at Hotel Beacon.
All right. When is the event?
It's coming up Saturday, August 20th.
I got practice.
You better get on it quick. Yeah, it involves 6-player teams.
Okay.
And it's co-ed. And the cool thing about this is anybody can play this. We use the old yellow thin wiffle ball bats and a real wiffle ball.
Okay.
But it's a co-ed team. You have to have a minimum of at least 2 females or 2 males on your team.
On your team of 6.
And it's not a legitimate game where you're going to be running bases. The field is designed in a triangle.
Okay.
And it has areas. And each individual, when you're in the field, you play that area. So it's a very small area, not much bigger than where we are right here.
Okay.
So it's more about fielding a ball, and a lot of it's grounders and that kind of thing. But you hit the ball, and then it's scored, kind of like the game of Ghost Man. And your
oh, backyard. I saw Ghost Runners. I remember that as a kid. It's a Ghost Runner on first.
That's right.
So. Well, great. How many teams can you have?
Well, we can have as many as we can get in there. We usually average 15 to 18.
15 to 18 teams play, and it's like a process of elimination kind of thing?
Double elimination tournament, your standard bracket situation. It's just a random draw. We match everybody up, and you work your way through the bracket. It usually moves pretty quickly, especially for the front end of the day. Noon, 1 o'clock, most of the teams that have lost are eliminated, and then you get into that championship format. And it can be depending on how some of the games last. They're quick 6-inning games.
Sure.
But sometimes the battles will, go into extra innings and such. But usually 3:30, we're wrapped up. And so if you have something planned for Saturday night, you have plenty of time to do that.
And did I see that it's $60 to sign up a team?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So it's basically $10 a person.
Right.
With all of that proceed going to It's About the Warrior Foundation.
Right. Do you have teams that come back every year?
Yeah, we have a regular crew. In fact, the tournament has never been won by anybody other than one particular team.
Really?
And so you have a lot of teams every year that gear up to try to knock them off. And it's not that they're professionals. They're just very good at what they do. And they've learned how to play this version of the game very well. So they can win a 2-1 game and they can win a 6-5 game.
Okay. What if somebody is listening to us and they don't have a team? Maybe it's just somebody and a buddy or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you put teams together for folks?
Yeah, we can.
Have you done that?
We do get inquiries about that. We have until August 12th in order to get
register.
The team registered. But yeah, if you want to reach out to us, if maybe you have 2 or 3, we could maybe match you up with somebody. So
All right. We'll
do whatever we can to fill up the field and help It's About the Warrior.
Right. And then the Beacon, you can food and beverage provided by the Beacon?
Yeah, they do a great job. They come out and they always have food there and beverages, adult beverages. It is 21 and over.
Okay.
So it's a full day of fun. Everybody comes out and just has a real good time. And there's always some really, really awesome baskets that are up for bid. Mm-hmm. And they usually have those on display out at the Hotel Beacon the week of. So you can go out and check that out. But then we raffle those off as we go. And, you know, there's usually 50-50s and things. It really is a nice fundraiser.
To just come to the event, to participate, mm-hmm. just to, as a spectator, sure. to participate with the basket raffle, the 50-50, is there an entrance fee?
Nope. You can come on out. And, you know, the only fee that is paid is that to play.
If you play.
And outside of that, come on out and get in on it. You might walk away with something, and you're given to a great cause.
Right. And can you talk a little bit more about the cause that this money is going to?
So local gentleman, Steve Montleone, started this. He saw a need, and it is an organization that benefits post-9/11 veterans of any type. They didn't have to be, you know, in battle overseas in Afghanistan or wherever. If they need help, their families need help, he has created this organization to do that. And he came to us a few years ago when we started this. You know, he was looking for fundraising ideas. And since he's had a huge golf tournament and a lot of other supportive organizations, but this became a very popular event and a way for us to be able to help give back, especially connected to our veterans.
Right. You can learn more all about that foundation because I did check out their website and this event on the Butler Radio Network. Mm-hmm. Website.
Yeah. Steve, you know, was interested in creating a fundraiser with our radio station group as he was getting this project underway.
Right.
And it has since become very, very successful. They have a huge golf outing and they've gotten a lot of support, but we were just part of an effort to try to help their cause, and it's become a very popular event.
Right. And just to close out, I know after this event, you have another event at Cooper's Lake Campground, and that event is called
the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
And which has really grown over the years.
Yeah, it really has.
What are the dates of the event this year?
August 26th and 27th is the hub of the event, Friday and Saturday at Cooper's Lake. But we have a free acoustic night on Thursday night, the 25th.
Awesome. And lots of great talent.
Yes. Oh, we'll have more than 24 acts out there of local interest, and they are just fantastic musicians.
All right. So check that out, too. Well, Bob, thank you so much
for
being with us.
Yeah.
All right. And good luck with both of your events.
Thank you very much.
Armstrong has long been a part of your community. Our local team is comprised of your neighbors, friends, and family members, all working hard to bring you the fastest fiber optic experience and unmatched customer care. When you support Armstrong, you're supporting your local community.